I'm Mike Breen, here with Tony DeRose, who's senior scientist at Pixar Animation. And Tony, I understand you're an Oscar winner. Is that true?
Well, actually, I'm an Academy Award winner.
Oh, okay.
There's a slight distinction. The Oscars are the statues, and then there are Science and Technology Academy Awards that are offered as well. And I'm the recipient of one of those.
And you got that for accurately representing surfaces?
Right. The problem of representing surfaces that deform compactly and conveniently in computers was a relatively unsolved problem 10 or 15 years ago. So some of the work that I did in conjunction with two other people was recognized this past year with an Academy Award.
And what films has that been used in?
Well, films at Pixar, it's been used in every film except for Toy Story. So starting with Bug's Life and forward. And then I have a list of at least 30 other films where the technology has been used in one form or another. Everything from, you know, minor background characters to, for instance, Gollum in the Lord of the Rings series was done that way.
I know, like, when there's a lot involved with making a movie, like you've talked about the process before, it starts out with storyboards, and you've always mentioned how story is very important. Where does the math come in?
Oh, boy, the math comes in at most stages of the process. Story is probably the exception. There's not a lot of mathematics that comes there. It's more a creatively limited department. But the math starts very early on in the creation of the geometry, as we mentioned a minute ago. That's some of the newer mathematics. We use a lot of mathematics that's been around a long time as well. Linear algebra, for instance, is used very heavily to, you know, position things in space and represent rotations. We also use a fair amount of mathematics to describe how the surfaces deform. In The Incredibles, for instance, there was a reasonably detailed muscle simulation that occurred to try to give the characters, especially Mr. Incredible, the natural characteristics of human muscle movement.
So when you talk about surfaces, you're talking about, like, you know, the characters' bodies or heads? And
That's the character bodies and skins and heads are some of the more, you know, visible examples. We also use the surfacing technology for clothing. And The Incredibles, some of the surfacing technology was also used on the buildings because it gave a very compact way to store the geometry that used a small enough amount of computer memory that the entire set could be loaded into memory. There are other fairly interesting bits of mathematics used in physical simulation for water effects and hair motion, that sort of thing. And then also in the rendering process, where we take the positions of the virtual light sources and characters and cameras and do a simulation of light scattering in the environment to produce the final pixel values.
So light is a very important thing.
Oh, extremely.
I know you also like to point out that the kind of math that's used, of course, it's very sophisticated math that's used, but it's also, there's a lot of math that you know, high school students might be familiar with.
Yeah, in high school in particular is an interesting period because just about everything that's taught at the high school level we use extensively in our films. So it would be fun if, you know, I could somehow replicate myself and, you know, try to excite students about the relevance of the kinds of math that they're learning in the classrooms.
So it's like geometry and algebra, trigonometry?
Oh, geometry, algebra, trigonometry, calculus, systems of linear equations, eigenanalysis. It's all used.
Mm-hmm. So when someone asks what can math be used for, they can find out on the weekend or whenever they go see the films.
Right. Anytime you see one of our films, it's there. It's also there in large part with a lot of the more recent computer games. There's a lot of online physical simulation that's being done.
With the computers, is the animation faster now than, like, in the old days when we think of a movie like Fantasia?
The start to finish time for a film is about the same. Now as it was then. But one of the advantages that computer animation gives us is we can modify and tune and change the film much later into the process. It's a little bit like an analogy with how you would write a paper on a typewriter compared to how you would write a paper using a word processor. With a typewriter, if you decide to insert a paragraph on page 10, you have to retype the rest of the document. That's much like hand-drawn animation was in the days of Fantasia. These days with word processors, you just add the paragraph and everything else is reformatted for you. And so that's much more like the computer-based filmmaking that we do.
Was it always your dream to get into films and use math in the movies?
I've always known that I would be doing science of some kind. I didn't know exactly what science, I didn't know exactly what discipline. But when I started graduate school, it was just the beginning of the development of computer graphics. And I knew immediately that I had found my home with that. And then later, when computer graphics had developed to the point where you could actually make films with it, again, I knew that was where I wanted to be.
That's Tony DeRose with Pixar Animation Studios, and I'm Mike Breen. Thanks very much, Tony.
Thank you.